As normal people, and it's incredible, everybody is talking about Paul Mescal and Daisy Edgar-Jones, who I cannot believe is not actually Irish because her Irish accent is impeccable. And one person who knows quite a bit about this show, running a podcast for the BBC on normal people, is Ria Califf. How are you?
Hi, I'm an emotional wreck after those 12 episodes. How are you doing?
I decided now to do something. Everyone started watching it from the get-go, but I decided to stockpile and then bulk. So I'm halfway there. So I watched 4 in a row and then 2 last night. And I mean, Riad, I love the book. And I think this is one of the few things that is so true to the actual original, which is the book.
Well, this is the thing, right? I'm going to be completely honest with you, Alison. I've never read the book.
That's okay.
I'm as surprised as you are, because I got the call from the BBC and they said, we're doing this podcast to go with the show. And I could have lied, but I was honest. And the co-host I have is Evanna Lynch, great Irish actress. You might know her. She played Luna Lovegood in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
She did read the book. And I think that gave a really great mix on the podcast, because I was coming at it just from seeing the TV show, where she was able to pick apart the differences. So you thought it was quite similar.
Yeah, and there's one scene in particular, and I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but it's a pool scene, and I think it's episode 6, and it's just so how I imagined when I actually read that part of the book. But Riad, what do you think it is, like normal people, like, you know, Paul and Daisy have already been on with James Corden. He's saying it's the best thing ever. The Kardashians are watching it. What is it about it, do you think, that has just got under people's skin and people are just so attached to it already?
I think it's the first time in a long time that we've seen teenage love or teenage mental health looked at in a really, really deep, complex way. It's not sort of brushed over as, oh, it's just a fling. Oh, it's just a phase, or you know, they're going through what every teenager goes through. This is written, acted, directed and produced in a way that is just as careful as you would see on a really, really high budget adult drama.
Yeah.
And that's refreshing. But also, you know, for me as a guy who grew up in Ireland and had, you know, all of those things in my life that I've never seen reflected back at me in TV and film, it's amazing to sit down and watch something and go, oh yeah, I went to school near there. Oh yeah, I went to that disco. I had my first fumble in that park, all of that. And what's great about it is I think it's actually like an unofficial Fall to Ireland ad.
That's true.
You know, you have these people across America, Australia, and in the UK going, as soon as lockdown lifts, I'm on the first flight to Ireland.
They and I'm going to find a Paul Mescal. Yeah, exactly.
But you know what? They'll be hard pushed to find Marianne's house, which is this mansion in Sligo, in a town called Carrigley. It's actually in Killiney in Dublin.
Yeah, is it Shane Ross's? Is that the rumour, is it?
Yeah, exactly.
And actually, the Irish Times just published an article, and Tamango's, Tubber Curry, and all the locations. It's a guy called Owen Houlihan who was the location guy. And he actually said in the article, which was interesting, because Sally Rooney in the book isn't overly descriptive about places and what people wear. It gave them a lot of freedom in creating those environments for the actual TV series as well. But Riad, I just think the acting is remarkable. And throughout history, cinematic history, you've got all this horrible, you know, botch jobs of Irish accents going on. And the fact that Daisy is originally from the UK and I feel like she's mastered it pretty well.
I was doing research before interviewing her, and I came across an interview and she was speaking in her lovely, normal British accent. And I initially was very upset. I thought, the image I have of her is gone. But of course, these are actors. These aren't real people. Marianne and Connell don't exist. And then when I spoke to her, I was like, how did you master that? And actually, her mother is from Northern Ireland and they spent a lot of time down in the Republic, I think, when she was growing up as a kid. So she's just got that brain and that sort of talent for mimicking what she's seeing. And I think spending months in Dublin, being around Paul, who's actually from Kildare, it just sort of helped her get to that point. Because, you know, we saw people like Cate Blanchett in Veronica Guerin, like a really, really good Irish accent, probably 8.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
But this is a 10 out of 10. This is better than mine.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And, you know, you are an Irish guy, you're living in the UK, and you can see the reaction to this over there as well. And, you know, for you, I know you've touched on just there saying like it's like a board fall to add, but for you, do you think it's like it is a lovely time to be able to represent Ireland as well?
I think so, you know, and I think that the reason why this show is getting such a big viewership is because it actually connects with anybody, any age, any gender, sexuality, or wherever you are from in the world. It's a story about the human condition and the struggles that we all go through naturally in those tumultuous years between, I guess, 16 and 25.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you're finding yourself, you're figuring stuff out. You don't know how to communicate. You're constantly tripping up over yourself. And we go through that with them. I think for me, watching the show, I felt like I was going through those years all over again. And that's why people are kind of finding the show like retrospective therapy.
But
they're like,
it is true. And maybe this is too much information to give out over the national airwaves. But I was dating a guy from my hometown when I first started going to university. And the dynamic looking at it in some of the conversations was kind of quite similar. Like this guy, I didn't go to university. He was a carpenter and he went on to do a trade. And then he would come to the parties with my so-called notion pals from university. And he found it really hard to fit in, and it made him really unhappy. And it's weird because that's pretty much what Paul's experiencing, or sorry, Connell's experiencing in Trinity.
Well, this is it. I what I love about this show is that it shows just how hard it is to grow up as a young man, you know, in lad culture, and you're not allowed to express any emotion about anything apart from, oh, she's hot, yeah. And he's forced to hold that in, and then bang. It some rubber band snaps inside him and all of the emotion comes out, and it does capture that well.
And what's the reaction,
the real man.
And what's the reaction been to the podcast?
The podcast has been, this is the third podcast series I've done for the BBC, and I you go into these things thinking, yeah, a few people will listen, it'll be nice and fun process, but my God, it's just blown up. And I think it's because, you know, from binging, Alison, when you finish 1, 2, 6 episodes,
you want more.
You're kind of left with a bit of a void, and you're like, oh, I need more of them in my life. And so what we did was we consciously made the podcast like an emotional decompression. You come to us when you don't know what's making sense. We make sense of the senseless.
Yes. And I love it.
And we're your friends, and we feel it with you too. And it was just a really, really amazing, fun process, and especially talking to the two leads, Daisy and Paul. We interviewed them just at the cusp of when the show was about to hit.
Yeah.
So they didn't know just how famous they would become.
I know. And actually, Paul did a tweet.
All I can say is, lovely people.
Yeah, lovely people. And Paul did a tweet not that long ago going, what is happening? Like, you could tell he was like, this is insane. And before I let you go, I always get kind of, because I try and grow my social media following desperately, and it just kind of does whatever, but I always get jealous when inanimate objects grow, and his chain as an Instagram page has 73,000, his necklace has 73,000 followers.
It's going up. About 10,000 a day.
It's so funny.
Not showing any signs of slowing down. I can understand why. It's a pretty hot chain. It's a lovely
thing.
It's
a pretty good chain. Listen,
and now Daisy Edgar Jones has it in her flat.
Yeah, she's amazing as well. Listen, congratulations on the podcast. Thank you so much for your time. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. And best of luck to everybody who's continuing to watch it. There's still 6 episodes to air for most people. And Ria, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. And yeah, make sure you listen to the podcast. It's called Obsessed with Normal People. You can get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Obsessed with Normal People. Thank you. Take care. Bye. Bye.